experience.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of Praise 107.9 or its parent company, Delmarva Educational Association.
Welcome to the Ask Dr. Turner Radio Ministry broadcast. Prepare to be enlightened and empowered. Without further delay, here's your host, Dr. Turner.
Praise the Lord. You are tuned in to the Ask Dr. Turner radio broadcast. We are excited to be here with you today, and we just thank God that this is a good time to give God all of the glory and the praise. Despite of what's going on happening in the world with COVID-19, we want to give our God the glory because we are assured that he is moving in the midst of this pandemic. God, our God, who's great and mighty, is moving in the midst of this pandemic. Want to come before you with the scripture today, Matthew 6, just as a reminder that you can have confidence in God. Put your confidence in God. And of course, the scripture was written before there was even such a thing as COVID-19. I want you to know that God desires that we trust him, that we believe him completely. We'll be coming today. Apostle Fidel Donaldson, the Bald Eagle himself, is Amen. Here. Amen. And we also have Prophetess Deborah Freeman here. Amen. Amen. We are representing the kingdom. Amen. Glory to God. We're coming from Matthew, the 6th chapter, beginning at the 25th verse, and I'll read. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Or concerning COVID-ID, I've added that in. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day, this day, is the evil thereof. Amen. We bless the Lord for that scripture that God is just admonishing us through his word to take no thought for tomorrow. Take no thought if you trust God with your life. And I'm not telling you not to be practical concerning your Lysol and your hand sanitizer and these things that they have requested us to do. But you got to understand, beloved, that your life is in God's hand. And you won't leave here a day before it is your time if you're trusting in God. You're going to have to believe God in this day no matter what comes. And I'm saying to you to just understand clearly that this is just the beginning of some things. Make sure your faith and you're holding your anchor, holds and grips the solid rock. Make sure that you're holding on to your faith. I was going to put out today on the Facebook that we are fighting the good fight. And that's the good fight of faith. We are yet standing and believing our God in the midst of. God will not fail us. Amen. He's going to be moved mightily on behalf of his people. God is going to move mightily. Amen. Go ahead, Apostle.
Dr. Turner, if I had to sum up all those wonderful words and promises Jesus gave, I would tell the listener, God got you.
That's it.
I would just three words. You know, we're gonna keep it. We're gonna keep it real on the Dr. Turner program. Listen, God got you. One of the things you cannot allow to happen is fear to grip you, because fear gives the adversary a legal right to operate in your life. Number one, apply wisdom with faith.
Yes.
Wisdom dictates how you operate in this time of crisis.
Yes.
But you don't allow fear to come in. Now, it's important to understand the name of something in order to deal with it, right? So the neighborhood I grew up in New York was called Corona. It comes from an old Latin word, which means crown. Because when they put the virus under an electron microscope, it looks like a crown. So watch this now. What they're saying subliminally is that this is the king of viruses. But Jesus, because when a king is going to be crowned, they have what's called a coronation.
Yes, yes.
And in the word coronation, you see corona.
Glory.
But Jesus didn't have to be crowned.
That's it.
Because he was born king. And listen to me. Beloved, he is the king of kings, the lord of lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. So even if they want to call this virus, glory to God, corona, which means crown, it does not have authority, because God has given him a name that's above every name. So the name of Jesus is above corona. One more thing before I bring back in Apostle Turner. This is how it got the title of COVID-19. The CO stands for corona. The VI stands for virus. The D stands for disease. And the 19 stands for the year in which it first surfaced in China.
Yes.
COVID-19. Listen to me, beloved. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not in your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he is going to direct your path. What we want you to do, because we want you to be able, if you're feeling uneasy, if you're feeling stressful, we want you to call this number for prayer. Call 904-765-7600. You're calling, it'll be answered, we'll pray for you. This is the number that we're going to be using as long as we're dealing with this issue. So this is the number that you need to call today, today, today. Today only. Today only. We want you to call 904-765-7600. And remember, you can email us questions or concerns at askdrturner8@gmail.com. askdrturner8@gmail.com. And definitely visit the website askdrturner.org. Are we having service on Sunday?
Yes, yes.
And listen to me. This is not the time to be staying away. This is not the time. Listen, we want you to visit the sanctuary this coming Sunday, 12 noon, 2851 Edgewood Avenue North. Come on out and fellowship. Dr. Turner.
Praise the Lord. We will be here. Amen. We will be expecting that you come. We are believing the Lord for great and mighty moves during this season. Amen. I just believe that the greater the enemy comes in, God comes in greater. Amen. And I just want you to believe and trust in your God during this season like never before. Hold fast to the confession of your faith. Ye believe God. Believe in the Lord. God will see us through. We have to understand that this did not catch God by surprise. COVID ID did not catch God by surprise. Amen. And some folk are out there talking foolishly about where were the prophets. Well, we've been on biochemical warfare, praying and interceding. Amen. And God even spoke China into Prophetess Deborah's spirit about a year ago. And we've been on top of it in prayer, because God doesn't allow anything unless he reveal it to his servants, the prophets. And God has revealed this thing, and we've been on this thing in prayer. Amen. And we're still on it. Amen. We're going hard in prayer, doing intercession and praying targeted prayer, spirit-led prayer, and believing God. And this is what we must do. Trust ye the Lord. It's no time for us to faint. Amen. Hold fast to the confession of your faith and do not faint. Trust God. Believe God. Believe God. It just as sure as he is God, that he is going to move and step in the midst of this. And everybody's going to know that it was by his hand.
Yes.
Go ahead, Apostle.
Yes, beloved. Remember, in any crisis, remember that you have the Christ.
Amen.
That's you like that, Pastor D-Free?
Like
if it, no matter what the world calls the crisis, the situation, Your antidote, your inoculator is the Christ. You remember biblically when the plagues were coming upon Egypt.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
What did God tell them? Put the blood over the doorpost.
That's it.
And when I see the blood, I will pass over. Well, guess what? The Lamb of God, his blood was shed, and his blood cleansed you, so this thing has to pass over you. You have nothing to fear. You have nothing to worry about. You have nothing to be stressed about. What you need to do is begin to point people to the Christ. Listen to me. Every time a crisis hits the earth, it's an opportunity to witness. It's an opportunity to point people to the Christ. And that's what we ought to be doing. We're not fearing. We're not in doubt. We're not responding like the world responds. No. Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men. This is not the time to worry, beloved. This is the time to lift up the Christ, to point individuals, point the backslider to him, point the sinner to him so that they can be saved. It should not, as Dr. Turner said, catch us off guard, because God reveals it to his servant, the prophets. You have the Spirit of the Lord on the inside of you. He's also the Spirit of fire. He inoculates you. John said, there is one coming that's mightier than I, whose shoe latchet I'm not worthy to untie. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. The coronavirus, COVID-19, Apostle Turner's coining a new name, COVID-ID-19, whatever they want to call it. This is nothing new. You look on the can of Lysol and you'll see the coronavirus. There are many different viruses with the name corona. It's just that this particular strain is troublesome, but not to the believer. Point people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Point people to the kingdom of God. And remember, God got you. Dr. Turner.
Praise the Lord. And I just want to speak peace to your spirits. Peace, the peace that God gives, not as the world gives, but the peace that God gives. Remain in peace. Keep peace. Hold on to the peace that God giveth. Amen. Bless the Lord. The peace of God, which surpasseth all understanding. Amen. Shall guard or garrison your hearts and mind. Let God's peace reign. Amen. Wake up in peace. Lie down in peace. Wake up, glorifying God. Lie down, glorifying God. Hallelujah. We shall soon see. I prophesy to you right now, the hand of God get in the midst of this situation. We shall soon see, saith the Lord. And I bless God today. I trust him. I believe him with my whole heart that God is large and in charge. Hallelujah. And there's nothing getting past him. God does not slumber nor sleep. So I'm speaking to you. Go to sleep tonight.
Amen.
Glory to God. God doesn't need rest. He doesn't need sleep. But you do. Go to sleep and rest in the Lord tonight. Rest in the peace of God. Rest knowing that your heavenly Father watches over you because he cares for you. Knowing that God loves you more than anything else in the whole wide world. And he's going to care for you. He's going to take care of you. He's going to look out for you. He's going to watch over you. Trust in your heavenly Father. Believe him today. Hallelujah. He is our hope. Jesus Christ, the hope of glory. He is all of our hope. Hallelujah. Let him be your peace today. Hallelujah. Let him be your peace. Amen. That beautiful hymn, song of worship. You are my peace. You are my peace. Play that. I believe it was by Dr. Bynum. Play You Are My Peace and allow God to just bless you and just begin to worship him like never before. Let this seed take. Let allow this to be a season of just praise and worship unto the Father because you trust him. Don't wait till everything is over. You can glorify God right now because he is in the midst. Hallelujah. He is in the midst. Amen. Pastor Fidel.
Apostle Turner, you just quoted portions of a scripture today that's very special to me. And I want the listeners to understand something. During a very difficult time in my life, incarceration in an English prison, the first scripture that I put up on my wall and memorized was Philippians 4, 6 and 7. It says, be anxious or careful, Dr. Turner, for nothing.
Amen.
Right? When the Lord says for nothing, that means you can put COVID-19, corona, You can put financial struggles. You can put depression. Be anxious or careful for nothing. No anxiety. Whatever the prognosticators on the news that be hyping up stuff are saying, you're listening to the voice of the Holy Ghost.
He's
the one that's going to direct you in terms of what you should do. Yes, we understand about what the CDC is saying. We understand what the president is saying. But you temper everything you hear by what the spirit of wisdom is telling you. Be anxious, beloved, or careful for nothing, but in everything. So first of all, I'm not being anxious. Why? Because in everything, by what? Prayer. Prayer and supplication. What do? Make your requests known unto God. Whatever the request is, make it. And what? The peace of God. The shalom of God. Which passes what? All understanding. What does it do? It guards your heart and your mind. That's a military term to guard. That means he sets sentinels around your mind. Hallelujah. Because he'll keep in perfect peace, Dr. Turner.
Mind?
Your mind should not be focused, beloved, on COVID-19, on how you're going to pay your bill. Remember the scripture that she read. Take no thought for tomorrow. The Gentiles worry about this thing. You're a citizen of the kingdom. You're an ambassador of God. He's your Abba Father. He's responsible for you. Call for prayer right now. 904-765-7600. We want to see you on Sunday in service. Pure in Heart, Deliverance and Outreach International Ministries, 2851 Edgewood Avenue North. Come on out and be blessed. Don't be anxious. Don't be careful. Pray and lift up supplication. Worship the Lord. And the Lord knows how to guard you, and he knows how to protect you. Dr. Turner.
Hallelujah. I just bless the Lord. We're having a good time in here during this recording. Amen. I just feel the strength of the Lord and the perfect peace of God that's here with us even right now, ministering to even us as we minister to you. Amen. And we're trusting and believing that you are grabbing a hold, that you're joining your faith to our faith. Hallelujah, that you're coming alongside of us in faith, just trusting God and believing God that he's going to see us through. Hallelujah, I promise you, if you put all your trust and your faith and hope in the Lord, he will not fail you. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Trust in God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Hallelujah. Just let him know you're leaning and depending on him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One of the old hymns said, I've learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. Because I found out that if I trust him, he will provide. Hallelujah. And that's still yet the truth. Hallelujah. I found out that if I trust him, he will provide. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There is no failure in God. Hallelujah. How excellent is the name of Jesus. He's an excellent God. Hallelujah. And he does all things well. Glory to God. And he knows how to deal with COVID-19 well. Hallelujah. He does all things well. Hallelujah. And I bless him today. Hallelujah. Come along with us and begin to bless the Lord. Begin to worship like never before. And take this opportunity is what I preached on last Sunday. I ministered to the hearts of the people that this is the opportunity to win souls for Christ. When you're out about where you need to be, this is the opportunity, because men's hearts are failing them for fear, and that's when you need to step in and say, can I offer you Christ?
Hallelujah!
Glory to God! Thank you, G. Can I offer you, hallelujah, a living God? Hallelujah. Yes, yes. One who will not fail you. Hallelujah. Who will not let you down. Hallelujah. One who will hold you fast. Hallelujah. And keep you. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord today. Hallelujah. I give him glory. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the legions of angels, oh God, that are dispatched concerning us, ministering, warring, and guardian angels concerning your people, God. We bless your holy name today. Just just tell you, thank you, hallelujah, that you're even mindful of us, oh God, in the midst of this thing, that you're even considerate of us in the midst of this, God. We bless your name, hallelujah. We glorify heaven, God, for who you are. Give us a call, 904-765-7600. Apostle Fidel.
My God, I'm so excited, Dr. Turner, because you know what? God is giving us an opportunity now to bring hope, to bring comfort.
Yes,
because, you know, I thought about something the other day. The stock market began to take a dive.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that means if they didn't halt trading, the bottom would have fell out.
Yes.
You know, David said, some trust in horses, some trust in chariots.
Yes,
we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. You have people putting their trust in their stock market, in the 401k.
Yes.
But what can happen? This is what I talked about, Dr. Turner, Pastor D. Free.
Yeah.
One virus,
one,
can cause economic catastrophe.
Yes.
Can cause... Would you ever think that there was a time in America where you would not be able to come into the house of the Lord in a certain number?
Yes.
That the government would be telling you that you can't have more than 50.
Yes.
You would never, ever think it.
That it would be a day.
When the Holy Ghost came, they camped out in Jerusalem and would not go out and spread the gospel.
Yeah. Yeah.
And persecution came.
Yeah.
And then they were scattered.
That's right.
And then the gospel spread.
Yes.
Guess what?
Yes.
God will allow things to come into the earth sometimes
just to
spread the gospel, because that's the only way that some, just like some people will never get saved unless there's a funeral.
That's right.
Unless they hear the gospel at a home-going service.
Yeah. Or someone scared.
God's love is for the soul.
It is.
Yes, it is.
That's his love.
It's for the soul.
It's his heartbeat.
It's for people to come to repentance.
Yes.
And sometimes it takes things like this to let people know you can't trust in your money.
Hallelujah. You can't.
You can't trust in the stock market.
Yes.
You can't trust in politicians.
No. Mm.
In times like these,
we need a savior.
You need a savior.
Woo! Glory.
Beloved, Christ came to save sinners because sinners could not save themselves. So Dr. Turner, on yesterday, I think almost 300 people died in Italy alone.
Yeah.
One virus could cause the economic system to be turned upside down. Social interaction is turned upside down.
Yes.
Listen, people going to the store. One lady went to a supermarket wanting to buy $3,000 worth of beef. Mm-hmm. People are acting irrational because of fear.
Yes.
But God, beloved, has not given us, the believer, the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. But answer this question, Dr. Turner. Imagine if you had two or three of these kind of viruses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming. I'm not being a prophet of doom and gloom. But Jesus calls certain things the beginning of sorrows.
That's right. These are the beginning of
these are just the beginning of sorrows. And nations are already in panic mode.
Yes.
People don't know what to do. Men's hearts are going to begin to fail them because of faith. But Jesus said, listen, in this world, you're going to have tribulation.
You're going to have it.
The difference is you don't respond like the world. We're in the world, so there's going to be tribulation. But you know something? He said, be of good cheer.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Yeah,
be of good cheer, because I have overcome. And if he overcame, we can overcome. Because we have his spirit. Be of good cheer, beloved. Call for prayer if you need prayer. Come to service on Sunday, glory to God, and be in fellowship. Don't just be out there somewhere hoping and wishing. Surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. I just feel to do an appeal right now, Dr. Turner.
Yes, yes.
That if there's somebody if there's someone that's listening right now, and you know you're not in a right relationship with the Lord in terms of the pardoning of your sin, I want you to pray with me right now.
Yes.
This very simple but profound prayer. Yes. He's only one prayer away. Just say, Heavenly Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, I repent of my sins. I believe Christ died to save me. Wash me, cleanse me by the blood of Jesus. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be the Lord of my life. Amen. Beloved, you may be a backslider.
Yes.
You were once serving the Lord, but for whatever reason, church hurt or whatever reason. Yes. We don't quit jobs because a job hurt. Yes. Okay. We don't stop going to supermarkets because somebody, the cashier is rude. We don't start riding donkeys because somebody sold us a hoopty. We only have zero tolerance for the church. If that's you under the sound of my voice, turn back to God. He's married to the backslider. Just turn back in a prayer of repentance and say, Lord, forgive me for turning my back on you because of hurt. Restore me to right relationship and fellowship with you. Back into the hands of Dr. Turner for closing remarks.
Hallelujah. I just hear another hymn. Be not dismayed. Whatever betide, God will take care of you. Hallelujah. Be not dismayed. Whatever betide, God will take care of you. Hallelujah. I put out a hashtag, and I believe it said hashtag pray. And what did it say, Pastor Deborah? Pray. Protect yourself. And don't fear. Do not fear. Hallelujah. We got to understand that God would not have us to be fearful in this season. Hallelujah. Pray, protect, but don't despair. Amen. Amen. Do what you need to do, but don't go into despair. Hallelujah. Because we have all of our hope is in God, who is the all-sufficient one. Hallelujah. We bless him that he is El Shaddai. Hallelujah. And we give him glory, honor, and praise. Thank him for being the Lord of our lives today. Hallelujah. Trust ye in the Lord. Be sure, be very sure. In times like these, we need a Savior. Hallelujah. Be sure, be very sure that your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. That rock is Jesus. That rock is Jesus. Rest in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Have peace, knowing that God is going to take care of you. Hallelujah. I bless him. Hallelujah. Our faith moves God. Hallelujah. Just let him know how much you trust him. Let him know how much you love him. Let him know how much your hope and all of your hope is in him. Let him know. Hallelujah, Jesus. He loves to hear that, God, we're leaning and dependent on you. We're trusting in you. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Apostle Fidel.
God bless you, beloved. We want you to know that we love you. We care about your soul. We care about your stability and your mindset. Glory to God. And this is the reason, beloved, why we want you to be able to reach out to us in prayer. If you need prayer, we don't want you to be out there panicking. We want you to know that there is a place that you can come and visit. Once again, Pure in Heart. Deliverance Outreach Ministries International, Sundays at 12 noon, 2851 Edgewood Avenue North. If you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling despondent, if you need a ride to church, call 904-765-7600 and we will arrange that for you. But most importantly, if you need prayer right now, call the number 904-765-7600. Have a wonderful and blessed night. We hope to see and hear from you soon. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning into the Ask Dr. Turner radio broadcast, a ministry of Pure in Heart Ministries. To learn more or to submit your questions to Dr. Turner, email askdrturner8@gmail.com or visit askdrturner.org.
We look forward to having you join us again next Saturday at 6:30 p.m. right here on Praise 107.9.